You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The news broke like a thunderclap this morning across the University of Michigan campus. Head basketball coach John Beilein is leaving to become head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Associated Press reports he signed a five-year contract. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. Did you see this coming?
I most certainly did not. So much so that when you texted me this morning, I'm looking up the time right now at 9:26 a.m., I did not know what you were talking about.
Wow. I don't think that's ever happened.
Canty scooped me on this one, people.
Right. Why didn't you see this coming?
Because last year he flirted with the Pistons quite a bit, more than I expected. That did surprise me. But once he came back after heart surgery also, you figure, okay, he's 65, 66. That was your last flirtation with the NBA. We're good to go. Signed a nice big contract with Michigan, multi-year. And you figure, okay, that was it. So this came, and I also usually hear some rumors in my business before things start, your business too, before these things happen. I had heard nothing. So this was under lock and key, very professionally done. And I, for logic as well as my sources, I did not see this coming at all.
And I know he had also talked with the Orlando Magic. So this flirtation with the NBA had been going on a while. But why do you think Cleveland got a yes, and why now?
Few reasons, and at this point, we're largely guessing, just to be clear.
Yeah, because everybody's very quiet.
Very quiet. They're still doing this. It's killing me. Dan Gilbert, of course, proud Michigan State graduate who's been a big booster in Detroit. He owns the Cleveland Cavaliers, and therefore he's been watching Beilein very closely.
And made a run at Izzo a few years back.
He did. When Izzo, I asked Izzo about this, and I know him, Tom, quite well as well. I think very highly of both these guys. I asked him, why did you turn down, you know, such major dollars to coach Cleveland, possibly LeBron, all that business? And he said, yeah, I thought about it, but you know what? I'm a youper, and then I realized, how many steaks can I eat? And I love that, which is why it surprised me that John Beilein, who's never been a greedy guy, I'm not saying he's being greedy now, but I don't know how big a factor the money was. My guess is the challenge, he's making $3.37 million at Michigan right now. Not a pauper salary, and he would tell you that. My guess is the challenge of the NBA must have been one of the reasons why, your last shot at this, you're 66. Two, I know that he's getting fed up with two things in college basketball. One is players who shouldn't leave early, leaving early. If you're ready, he'll drive you to the airport. He's had a few players this year, I think Jordan Poole among them, who are foolish to leave early, and that's going to be found out in the next few months. That's discouraging to work so hard to recruit a kid, to develop them into an NBA talent, and then see them leave. Second of all is the rampant corruption of college basketball. We cannot kid ourselves about this in any way. The FBI, for crying out loud, not the NCAA, which previously does nothing again and again and again. The FBI nailed these guys, name names. When you see things like that, John Beilein, who was voted by his peers in the CBS poll a year and a half ago, the most ethical coach in America, and Izzo was sixth, by the way. When he sees this, he thinks, why am I coaching with one hand tied behind my back when almost no one else is doing it this way?
So there you go. So the Cavaliers are getting in John Beilein, guy who knows how to win. We know that, winning his coach in Michigan history.
You're getting also a bit of an unknown. You've never done NBA before, assistant coach or head coach. Having said that, this guy started out coaching junior high school basketball.
He's always been a head coach.
Always been a head coach, never an assistant coach. Worked his way up from Newfane High School in upstate New York all the way to Michigan, of course. And he won at every level. So he's proven he can adapt. Can you adapt at 66 to these guys with these salaries? We're going to find out.
Mighty big shoes for Michigan to fill.
I hate to say it, but it's near impossible for these reasons. One, and give Bill Martin, the previous AD, two ADs ago, all the credit in the world that he saw in 07 what very few others did see, that John Beilein was an up-and-coming coach, and he was not a hot prospect out of West Virginia, and it's not a basketball hotbed. And Bill Martin picked him up, and that was clearly the right call on the court and off the court. To fill that is you have to take a chance on somebody. There's no obvious silver bullet candidate out there. There's no Harbaugh waiting in the wings that if we can get him, it'd be great for Michigan fans, etc. There's no obvious choice. There really isn't.
So, and you just got to stop and think about for kids who have formed a connection to that coach. That's got to be tough. These aren't pros.
They're not pros. It is tough. I will give him Beilein credit for this. When you make that call in the spring, it's the easiest time for players to adapt. What you don't want to do is right before the season starts, I was going to be a coach, now I'm not. Or right before signing, right after signing day, didn't do that either. Those are the two low-class moves, in my opinion.
So what does this moment represent?
For me, it's also sad for Michigan, obviously, if you're a Michigan fan.
Yeah.
Two, it's sad for college basketball, because when a guy like John Beilein, who's about as pristine as they come in this business, when he decides he's had enough, that can't be good. And for the state of Michigan, you and I have often said for 7-8 years now, with Izzo at Michigan State and with Beilein at Michigan, this is the golden era for basketball in the state of Michigan, and it can't last forever, I said, and I was righter than I knew.
Because it's done now.
It is done, and I can't see it being the same moving forward. I just can't.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator, John Eubank. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.